In the beginning of each year,
每年的年初的时候
，IBM requires its employee to sign up on something called Business Conduct Guideline.
We call
PBC, PCG.
每年年初的时候 ，IBM 都会要求他的员工去签署一些关于员工守则方面的一些文件。
The content describes the basic principles that an employee should have in his or her conduct in IBM.
这样的一个员工的守则呢，所关于的是 IBM 在 IBM 工作的员工他所必须要遵守的一些行为的规范。
And we need to spend more than 1 hour to even 2 hours to read on it and in order to sign off the assignment.
那在我们签署之前的话，每一位员工的话都要花一个小时甚至于两个小时的时间来读这些守则。
If you don't work for IBM or if you are a retiree,
如果你不是在 IBM 工作或者是你在 IBM 已经退休了，
It will be extreme boredom for me to repeat its content to you right now.
那对我来说这个是 很花时间没有意义的来向你重复这样的。
Especially those retiree.
特别是那些已经退休的 IBM.
You know, you are finally released from IBM. You really don't want to have anything to do with IBM, right?
所以你们已经很幸运的在被 IBM 释放了，已经不需要再跟 IBM 有任何的联系。
So the reason why you feel so bored when I repeat those guidelines to you,
也许你为什么会觉得这些规则守则这么的无聊呢？
Why is that?
这是为什么呢？
It's because you have no relationship with IBM.
这是因为你跟 IBM 已经没有任何的关系了。
The content of its tedious, then lengthy guideline is almost same each year.
那守则的内容非常的冗长，而且每年的话也没有什么变化，都是千篇一律。
But all the employees, we must repeat the same procedure every year.
但是我们所有的 IBM 的员工每年都得重复这样的一个过程。
Now in such a competitive world, why does IBM decide to take up the valuable time of its employee each year?
现在我们知道这个世界上的竞争都非常激烈，在这种情况下，为什么IBM 还要他的员工花这么宝贵的时间来读它呢？
It is because if anyone breaks the code of conduct,
那是因为如果有任何一位员工如果违反了这个守则，
It will hurt the employee, him or herself,
这不但对员工本人会有不好的影响，
And the person may be dismissed from the company as the result of his violation.
这个员工呢也可能会因为他违反了这个守则而被解雇。
Or he or she may face some legal consequence.
甚至于可能要承担一些面对一些法律上的后果。
Now, not only this is bad for the individual.
这不但对个人来说是很不好的。
The one who breaks the code may hurt the entire company.
也有可能
as well.
也有可能让整个公司受到损害。
So this is like a code of conduct for students if you are still in school.
这就像学生在学校里面的学生守则一样。
The essence of the agreement, on one hand, it looks like just all the rules and regulation.
这个守则从一方面来看就是好像所有的一些规矩规定。
But on the other hand, this agreement looks like a contract.
从另外一个方面这些守则好像也是学生和学校之间的一个合约。
Whether the person obeys or observes the rule will not only affect the relationship of the individual with the organization.
那是不是遵守这样的守则的话，不但影响这个个人和这个组织之间的关系。
But the violation, whether there's an obeying or violation, will also affect the integrity of the individual and even to the entire organization as a whole.
遵守或者不遵守或者违反这些守则的话也会影响个人或者是整个这个机构的健全。
Similarly, there are messages in the Bible on one hand looks like a rules and regulation.
同样的在圣经里面有很多的信息在一方面好像是一些规矩规定。
But when you look further, they look like contract.
但是你看更进一步的看的时候你会发现它其实好像也像一份合约。
When we read Bible, we will find out This book, it's not like any other religious book in the world.
啊，我们当我们读圣经的时候，我们发现圣经和世界上所有的其他的一些宗教方面的书籍都完全不同。
Most of the religious belief or books around the world talk about philosophy, about life.
啊，所有世界上的其他的一些宗教的信仰或者一些宗教的学说，都是关于一些哲学方面、人生方面的问题。
But strangely enough, this book, this Bible, emphasizes the relationship between God and human.
啊，完全不同的是，我们读的这本圣经，它所强调的是我们个人和神之间的关系。
And there is a covenant between God and human being.
啊，我们知道在人和神之间有这样的一个合约约定。
Now, when you think about it, this is very strange.
啊，当你仔细想它的时候，你会发现其实这是很奇怪、奇妙的一件事情。
Can you imagine a creator that created the universe, the heavens, and the earth, and everything in it? The highest being would like to make a contract and covenant with a lower being, with human being?
你能够想象一个创造了天地万物、创造了宇宙的至高者和我们这个很低等的人来建立这样的合约吗？
It is inconceivable.
啊，这真是很难以想象的事情。
Can you imagine a commander in chief right now would like to make agreement with a private?
啊，你能够想象一个军队的主帅和啊他手下的一个小士兵来建立这样的合约吗？
Now, would you make an agreement and contract or a promise with your pet?
啊，你会和你的宠物来建立这样的合约吗？
Or would you talk to your three-year-old?Either your children or sibling and start to make a contract or covenant with them?
啊，你会和你的很小的小孩子，三岁以下的小孩子，或者你的小弟弟妹妹，三岁的小弟弟妹妹，建立这样的合约吗？
Of course not.
啊，当然你不会。
It is absolutely unnecessary.
啊，因为那是毫无必要的。
Because they should do as we command.
因为他们就要做我们告诉他做的事情。
It is not because we are arrogant.
啊，不是因为好像我们很高傲。
But it is just the pure fact we do know better.
啊，仅仅是因为事实上我们的确比他们知道的更多。
And we do know what's good for them.
我们知道对他们来说什么是好的。
And all they need to do just to need to listen to us and obey to our guide.
啊，所以他们要做的就是听我们的话，来遵守我们给他的诫命。
We should not even be bound by our own words.
啊，我们甚至于不用被自己我们所说的话来限制。
Even if the thing, if we don't do what we had said, or the things didn't turn out what we said to our children or young sibling.
啊，即使是我们没有做我们好像所说要做的事情，或者我们所预计的结果没有得到真正的实现。
There must be a better reason.
啊，肯定会有一个更好的原因。
For example, if you promise your children or your child saying we are going to zoo on Saturday.
举个例子来说，如果你就是许诺，如果你许诺你的小孩子星期天带他去动物园
，and it turns out on Saturday mother is sick，
啊，但是如果星期六的时候妈妈如果生病了
，now maybe the mother is not that sick and children couldn't recognize mom is sick。
啊，也许妈妈的病不是那么的严重，所以小孩子也许并不能完全的看到妈妈已经生病了。
You don't really need to go through the lengthy explanation saying that I need to keep my promise. You just tell your child, sorry, the mother is sick, we couldn't go.
啊，你不用花很多的时间来跟你的小孩子来解释啊，为什么你没有办法遵守你的承诺？你只需要跟他说，对不起，我妈妈病了，我们不能去。
Your pet, your children couldn't comprehend.
啊，你的宠物或者你的小孩子也许没有办法能够明白这一切。
And they don't need to comprehend a lot of things.
啊，其实他们也并不需要能够完完全全的了解这所有的一切。
But as the Bible tells us, God made a covenant with us.
啊，但是圣经告诉我们说，神跟我们立了一个约。
And he was bound. He was bound by his own words.
啊，他也被他自己所立的这个约所限制。
You know, in a way, God elevated us and raised us to a point that He can deal with us through the means of contract.
啊，神把我们高高的抬举起来，让 可以和我们来立这样的约，跟我们一起在交
通。And he say he will obey his word unconditionally.
他也告诉我们说，他会无条件的遵守他自己所立的约。
God elevates us and he communicates his thought and his mind and his heart to us.
神高抬了我们，他也把他的思想，他的想的所想的跟我们来交流。
Using the form of covenant.
通过合约这样的约这样的形式。
God used the form of covenant so he could communicate.
神用合约约的形式来跟我们交流。
Through such contract,We are able to know his love, his intent.
通过这样的合约，我们能够知道他的良善，他的心意。
And this supreme being willing to be bound by his own word.
这至高者，他愿意被自己的话语所限制。
So that our low being can start to recognize, wow, the one who is talking to us, he will never change and he's faithful.
那所以我们这些卑微的我们就可以明白跟我们说话的至高者他不会改变他的话语永远不改变
The scripture told us that God made a form of covenant and gave the laws and regulations to Israelites after God has rescued them out of Egypt
我们看到圣经中提到神给了以色列民他们立了这样的约是在他把以色列人带出埃及之后
Let us make this point very clear.
让我们很清楚地来了解明白这一点。
So the law was given after they have been rescued.
这个约是在以色列已经被拯救以后才立的。
That means the relationship has already been established.
这也就是说他们之间的关系已经在立约之前就已经建立了。
That means God loved them and rescued them first without they being obeying the law.
这也就是告诉我们说神爱以色列民他已经拯救了他们在他们还没有遵行神的律法的时候。
So recognizing and obeying the law does not establish the relationship.
所以我们看到这个约的建立并不是来建立了他们之间的关系。
This covenant is merely to maintain the relationship.
这样的约只是为了保持他们之间这样的关系。
This covenant is not like our common business deal that two parties can sit down and negotiate the terms and conditions.
这跟我们一般商业上的合约也不同。在一般的商业上的合约双方都坐在一起为着任何每一条的条文我们来一起来讨论。
But this covenant, covenant is more like a commitment that God wants to show his commitment to human being.
这个约对神来说是神对我们的一个承诺。
So when we receive such covenant, when we try to obey it, it's a way of responding to God's mercy and love.
当我们接受这样的约的时候，当我们遵循这样的约的时候，也就代表着我们对神的爱的一种回应。
When we look at all this laws and regulations in the Bible,
当我们来看一看圣经中所有的这些律法这些条约。
There is a very outstanding section of all the laws.
在有很多在圣经中有这样的一段非常重要的关于律法约的。
That is Ten Commandments.
这就是十诫。
The Ten Commandments in the original manuscript.
这个十诫在原始的这个文章当中。
It's not really called commitment, commitment. It's more like 10 words.
不，好像并不是十诫，好像就是说十个这样的话语或者 ，yeah.
What we call decalogue.
或者是
十句话。
And
let us turn to Exodus chapter 20 and let us get familiar with this passage and see what God is talking about through this covenant.
我们一起来看看这个出埃及记的第二十章我们一起来看看十诫神所说的话。
Okay. All right, let us read this responsively. How about we read in English first?I will read the first verse and I'm going to ask a congregation to respond the second verse, because this passage is so important, so I wish everyone got a chance to read it.
啊，我们用起引的方式来读，因为我觉得这段圣经是非常的重要，所以我希望每个弟兄姐妹都能来读。我们先来读啊英文的部分。
First verse, and God spoke all these words.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
You shall have no other gods before me.
You should not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on earth beneath, or in the waters below.
You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God,am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
But showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name.
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
6 days you shall labor and do all of your work.
But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates.
Verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
Honor your father, your mother, so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
Verse 13, you shall not murder.
You shall not commit adultery.
You shall not steal.
You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
Verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
When the people saw the thunder and the lightning, and heard the trumpet, and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear.They stayed at a distance.
All right, I will read the next two verses, which is now printed on your bulletin. All right, verse 19, next slide. And said Moses, speak to us yourself, we will listen, but do not have God speak to us, or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you,and to keep you from sinning. Let us read in Chinese, and how about we will read the first verse, and I'm going to ask Yihan to read even verse.
好，我们用其他方式来读中文，弟兄姐妹读第一节，然后Yihan读第二节。
好，我们大家一起来念第一节。神吩咐这一切的话说，
我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛天上地下地和地底下水中的百物。爱我守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。当纪念安息日，守为圣日。但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。不可奸淫，不可做假见证陷害人。 众百姓见雷轰、闪电、脚声、山上冒烟，就都发颤，远远的站立。
Okay, all right. Maybe when we just read this passage, we say, "Wow, what's the difference between this section of law compared to all other laws?"
啊，当我们读这段经文的时候，我们可能会问，那我们今天读的这段经文中的这些律法和我们别的地方所讲的有什么差别呢？
And I would like to show you there are indeed some uniqueness about Decalogue.
啊，那我想跟大家说一说，其实这十句话跟真的是有它很独特的地方。
Actually, this Decalogue, the way it was presented, it is like a covenant. It is like a treaty.
啊，我们知道这十句话十言，真的是像一个约一样来被提出的。
Though this Ten Commandments looks like a laundry list of all the laws and regulations.
啊，这个十诫也许看上去好像像一个很长的一个一长串的一些规矩和规定。
But when Israelites receive this law, they know very clearly this is a covenant, this is a contract.
啊，当以色列人，但是当以色列人他们得到这个十诫的时候，他们非常清楚地知道这十诫是他们和神之间的约。
Because when Moses came down from the mountain, carried the Ten Commandments on two tablets.
啊，当摩西从西乃山上下来的时候，手里拉着这两块石板上所刻的十诫。
Many Bible scholars believe these two tablets were the exact same copy of one another.
啊，很多学者，圣经的学者认为说，这两块石板它两块石板其实是完全一样的，一块是另外一块的这样的拷贝。
What does this mean?
啊，那这代表什么意思呢？
This means this is a more like a contract deal between two parties.
啊，这就像好像两方之间的一个合约。
That two parties will keep the deal with the same deal on each copy.
啊，这个合约的双方，他们每一方都能够有一份这个合约。
So this is more like a contract between the two.
啊，这真的是非常像双方的一个合约。
The second uniqueness of this Decalogue.
啊，这十言的第二个它的特点就是。
下一个 slide. Okay, God Himself wrote it.
啊，这是神亲手所写的。
The word on the stone tablet were written with God's finger.
啊，这诗言在石碑上，在石板上的诗言是神他亲手用自己的手指所写。
You know, I always want to have a desire. You know, I can really see the tablet.
啊，我总是有这样的一个愿望。我说我很希望我能够看看这个石板上的这诗言。
Because by looking at the character itself, the size itself, I can kind of figure out how big is God's finger.
因为当我想说我看到这个石岩上在石板上刻的石岩的时候，我就可以猜测出神的手指大概有多大。
Can you imagine this literature was written by God's finger?
啊，你能够想象吗？
By his own hand?
你能够想象吗？这石岩是神他亲手所写。
And not only that, if what we just said before, that two tablets were carrying the exact same text on each.
啊，就像我们刚才所提到的那样，如果真的这两块石板上的内容是完全一样的话，
it means God wrote this, the Ten Commandments, four times, using human language so that we can understand.
啊，这也就是告诉我们说，其实神在他用他自己的手写了四次这个十诫。用我们人所能够了解的语言。
The very first time God wrote the Ten Commandments twice on two tablets.
一开始第一次神在两块石板上写了十诫，写了两次。
Later on, Moses crushed the tablet, and God did this again.
那我们看到摩西把这个石板给摔坏了。所以神又重新的再写了一次。
So God want to recover what has been broken, and He did it again for us.
神要想把已经摔坏的想恢复，所以他又为我们再做了一次。
Now go on to the next uniqueness.
好，我们看下一个它的特点。
It was written on a stone tablet.
那我们看到这个十言十诫是写在石板上。
So that's a material that will last.
我们知道石板是一个代表不变而且是永恒的材料。
I believe today, either one of us, if we die, we hope our son or daughter or our descendant will have a tombstone made of stone.
像我们在座的，我想所有的人都是这样。我们如果是过世了以后，我想我们都希望我们的子女或者我们的后代在墓碑，我们的墓碑是用石头做的。
I hope my children won't create a tombstone made of styrofoam for me.
我想没有谁的话会愿意是别的材质做的。
Because that's not a permanent material.
因为那个不是一个可以长存的一个材料。
But these two tablets were carved on the stone.
我们知道这个石戒是被刻在两块石板上。
And these two tablets were stored in the Ark of Covenant.
这两块石板呢也被放在这个约柜里。
And this covenant, the ark became a symbol and also an object that will lead Israelites for their journey.
我们看到这个石板和包括这个石板的这个约柜都成了一个象征，它带领以色列人的前面的路程。
And this ark was stored in the holies of the holy.
我们知道这个约柜也被放在至圣所当中。
And this reminds all the priests that this is the basis how they can approach God. And this is the meeting place that he can meet God.
这也就提醒那里的祭司、大祭司，这是他们和神可以相约的地方。他们为什么可以和神相约？
So the covenant becomes the base.That how God lead Israelites, and this become the base how one two parties can meet together.
所以这个也成为一个以色列人和神之间关系的这样的一个基础。
Next, now, strictly speaking, this covenant is different from other laws of Moses.
我们其实严格的讲，这十诫和其他的摩西的律法是不同的。
This is the only set of law that was not proclaimed through Moses.
其实这是唯一的一些律例，它不是通过摩西的口传出来的。
This law were given directly to Israelites through God's own voice.
这十诫是神用他自己的语言亲自给以色列民传递的。
You know, I do have a recording machine for my work.
我在工作当中其实我是有一个录音机。
And I remember several years ago, my youngest son gave me a call and recorded his voice on the recording machine.
那我记得大概几年前的时候我的小儿子给我打电话，在我的那个录音机上也留了言。
And the voice was so cute, I refused to erase that message.
那个声音听上去真是非常的可爱，我很不情愿把它删掉。
And I want to preserve that voice.
我很想保存那样的声音。
Now, can you imagine God spoke to people directly?
你能够想象吗？神亲自亲口的对他的子民说话。
Can you imagine today if Obama signed off a particular law and passed a law?
你可以想象吗？当今天奥巴马总统他签署了一项法律以后
He did not announce or publicize through news media or through government officials.
他没有呢通过这个媒体或者是通过政府的机构来向大家广播这样的一个法律。
Rather, he called your cell phone.
而相反的，他是在给你打了一个电话。
Can you imagine the importance of this message?
你可以想象这样的电话这样的信息有多么的重要吗？
Right, next. The object of the Ten Commandments is intensely personal also.
我们看到这十诫的内容其实非常是个人的内容。
This commitment is really for you and me.
这个内容真的是针对你和针对我。
There is a very special subject used in these 10 words that were not translated in Chinese Bible.
在这十句话十言当中有一个主要有一个主词其实没有在中文中翻译出来。
In the Ten Commandments, it starts like this.
在这十诫中是这样写的。
In the English Bible, say, thou shall or thou shall not.
这写到说你要怎么怎么样或者你不能怎么怎么样。
In the Chinese Bible, we just say do not or do.
中文翻译中是说要怎么怎样，不要怎么怎么样。
God didn't say ye shall or ye shall not.
他神没有说你们要怎么怎么样，或者你们不能怎么样。
The word you is in singular form.
这里讲的你，你这个词呢是用的单数的形式。
God is saying to you as an individual, you shall obey Sabbath day.
这里神用的单数的词说你，你要遵守安息日。
This is a very personal.
这是一个非常个人的。
Many religious groups today may claim that, because God say thou shalt not kill, and therefore we shouldn't go to war, or we shouldn't have capital punishment.
也许有些宗教的机构他们会说，神的十诫中有提到不可杀人，所以呢，我们不可以去参加在军队里服务，也不可以有这样的判死刑。
Actually, this actually take out the essence of the law right here.
其实这样的理解并不是真正的神所要跟我们讲的核心。
Because God is talking to you, talking to me as an individual.
神在这里要讲的核心是关于你，关于我，是关于我们个人。
God is not saying, you, all of you should not kill, but God rather call your name, say, excuse me, I want to talk to you on the cell phone. I want to say to you,Do not hate, do not kill. I'm speaking to you.
神没有跟在座的大家一起说你不要怎么样。神所要做的是拉起电话来跟你说话，说你不可杀人，不可杀。
Oftentimes we have a habit, we come and listen to some sermon.
我们有时候很有这样的一个习惯，就是我们当我们来教会的时候，我们来听一些讲道。
And we say, wow, so-and-so should really be here and listen to this sermon so that he or she can be changed.
很多时候我们听到这样讲到的时候，我们就会发出感叹说，哇，真不错，希望谁谁谁能够在这个地方，他要听到这样的讲到的话，他就会有改变。
But God is saying right here, no, the message is for you.
神在这里说，不是的，我们今天的信息是给你。
I hope the above characteristic will encourage us and prompt us to now really try to memorize this Ten Commandments.
我们刚才提到的这个十诫的一些特点，我希望这样的一些特点能够帮助我们更好的理解，也能帮助我们来记忆背诵我们的十诫。
Because so important, God said it personally. God didn't say it through Moses. God spoke to us and personally, individually.
因为这真是非常重要的经节，而且神他是亲自亲口对我们说话，他并不是通过摩西跟我们说。
And what's the meaning of this Decalogue then?
那这十诫誓言它的里面的内涵又是什么样呢？
It is not my intent to go through each one of them today.
今天我并不打算在这誓言中每一句话每一句话的 来分析。
At the first glance, it looks like a set of regulations that is just trying to restrict us and limit us.
我们如果初初一看的话，好像这誓言的话就是完全是一些限制我们的一些律法律例。
However, if you truly pay attention, you will realize they are the guidelines that will actually liberate us.
但是你仔细的看的话，你会发现这誓言其实是对我们来说是可以帮助我们得到释放的这样的一个准则。
Once again, the commands were given after Israelites were out of Egypt.
再一次我想提醒大家说，我们这十诫是在以色列人已经出了埃及以后给他们的。
And the law was given before they entered the promised land.
也是在他们进入应许之地之前给他们的。
And therefore God intend to give them some guideline and moral code before they can enjoy the abundance of promised land.
可以看到神在这个时候给他们，就是要给他们这些道德的标准，给他们一些这样行为的律例。就是要让他们能够在进入应许之地之前，能够真正的能够得到这样的机会，能够来享受应许。
So they can really enjoy the freedom and abundance later on.
他们可以在以后的日子里，可以完全来享受神所赐予的丰盛。
You know, I praise the Lord, I'm not so rich.
我感谢神，我不是那么的富有。
Because I don't have the wisdom, I don't have the guideline to handle big wealth.
因为我没有这样的智慧。我也没有这样的引导来教会我怎么样来处理这样的财富。
Many lotto winners, they turn out to be a disaster in their lives.
很多的乐透奖的得主，其实他们后来得了中奖了以后，他们的生活都陷入了困难当中。
There are cities in the Philippines and Asia that have actually no traffic law.
知道在菲律宾或一些其他的一些亚洲的国家，有些地方是没有交通法规的。
And people can drive any way they wish.
大家可以在那里可以任意的开车。
My uncle said told me that if you drive into a parking lot in one of those cities, you may not be able to drive out for hours.
我的舅舅告诉我说，如果你在那样的地方，你有时候开进一个停车场的以后，你可能有很几个小时都没有办法能够从那个停车场开出来。
When you're stuck in the parking lot and you couldn't get out, you get really anxious, you get nervous.
当你陷在一个停车场中而不能开出来的时候，你会觉得非常的紧张，非常的焦虑。
And then someone will show up.
可能有人就会出现了。
And start to collect money.
然后就开始来收你的钱。
And then he will direct the traffic to make the traffic flow.
然后他就开始来指挥交通，然后那个交通畅通。
So, if there is no law actually bind us, then we lose the freedom.
所以如果没有一个这样的律例限制我们大家的话，我们其实就失去了自由。
Like Israelites, only if they obey the command, they can really enjoy the land that filled with milk and honey.
就像以色列人一样，只有他们真正的遵守神的律例了以后，他们才能够真正享受神在牛奶与蜜之地给他出产一切的丰盛。
Before you give the car key to your child, you had better make sure he or she well and know to obey the traffic law.
当你把车的钥匙给你的小孩子的时候，你最好要能够确定你们的小孩子会真正的遵守交通的法规。
Actually, our life journey is like driving a car.
其实我们的人生的生命旅程也就像开车一样。
We can hit traffic jam easily.
我们可能会很容易的陷在交通的拥挤的交通当中。
However, if we know we should drive always on the right side,
但是如果我们都知道我们开车是在正确的在右边开车的话，
And when we go through a junction, when two cars meet, and meanwhile there is no traffic light,
当我们到了一个十字路口，有两个车都在那要过马路的时候，又没有十字红绿灯的时候，
And the rule is you always yell to the car on your right side,
那法规就是说你要让你的右边的车先行，
And everything will flow.
如果你遵守这样的法规的话，交通就会畅通。
Actually, from the Decalogue God gave to us, the one we just read,
在这个十诫当中，其实神也给了我们这样的律例。
Jesus summarized into two very simple principles of these 10 laws.
耶稣把这十言总结成很简单的两句话。
Love God and love your neighbor as yourself.
就是要爱神，爱人如己。
Ten Commandments also gives us the order of life. Next slide.
这誓言也给了我们生命的应有的次序。
The priority of this Ten Commandments is very important.
这誓言当中的这个次序是非常的重要。
If we don't have the order given by God, we are doomed to have big problem later on.
如果我们没有从神来的正确的次序，那我们的生活一定是一团糟。
During the Second World War, many countries start to use airplane in the battlefield.
在第二次世界大战当中的时候，在很多国家都开始使用飞机来作战。
Now airplane wasn't that advanced then as now.
在那个时候，飞机还不像现在的这么的先进。
So if the airplane got shot.There are three very important actions the pilot got to take.
如果飞机被击中的话，那飞机的飞行员他有三件事情他必须要做。
And he better remember.
他最好是要能够记住这三件事情。
The three actions are.
这三件事情是。
Pop the top. So push a button and pop the top.
他就按一个按钮要把这个上面的这个座舱的舱门打开。
Push another button, so eject the seat.
他要按第二个按钮，然后他这个座椅的话可以弹射出去。
And pull the string so the parachute can open.
那第三，他就是要拉这个降落伞的绳，这样的话降落伞可以打开。
Now this pilot will practice this mentally over and over again.
那我想相信这些飞行员在他的脑海里面已经在不停的重复了这样的一个过程。
While he eats, while he walks, while he reads.
啊，不论是他在吃，在行，在走的时候，他在想着这个事情。
Even in his dreams.
啊，也许在他的睡梦当中，他一直在这样的训练。
Why?
啊，为什么呢
？Can you imagine if he did out of order?
啊，你能够想象吗？如果他的顺序做反了，做错了的话。
My airplane got shot.
啊，当飞机被击中的时候。
Pull the parachute.
啊，又拉降落伞的绳。
You're doomed.
啊，你就没命了。
I cannot imagine if he didn't pop the top and he eject.
我不能想象，他如果没有把座舱的顶盖打开的话，他就开始来摁那个弹射的座椅的那个按钮。
Same with the Ten Commandments.
这同样也是我们的食言也是这样的，食戒也是这样的。
They are not only give us the order of life.
他不但给了我们生活中应有的一些秩序。
It also give us the priority of life.
也告诉我们这些的重不同的东西的重要性。
Let me say the really very simple case.
啊，那我来给你一个很简单的例子。
Most of Chinese, we would like to honor our parents.
啊，我们很多中国人，我们很愿意孝敬我们的父母。
You like to honor your parents. I like to honor mine.
啊，我想孝敬我的父母，你也想孝敬你的父母。
Now here comes the issue.
啊，那现在就有这样的一个麻烦了。
What happens if two people get married?
啊，如果两位成家了以后会怎么样呢
？You get your set of parents, I got my set of parents.
啊，你会有你那一方的父母，我会有我这一方的父母。
Now here's the conflict.
啊，就会有冲突。
Should I love my job more than my relationships?
啊，那另外一个就是，我是不是应该更爱我的工作，胜过爱我和家人的关系
？Should I love my video game more than my schoolwork?
啊，我是不是应该更喜欢花时间打电子游戏啊？胜过于我的学校的功课呢
Well, like the stories of ancient Chinese time, should I serve my country or should I love my parents?
或者就像中国的一些传统故事一样的，我是要精忠报国呢，还是要孝敬父母？
God is telling us we must love God first.
神告诉我们说，我们必须要先爱我们的神。
When two people get married, you got your parents, I got my parents.
当两个人成家了以后，夫妻双方各有各的父母。
From my experience, I haven't found any couples don't have conflict in this area.
据我所知，在这个地方可能还没有任何的夫妻在这个事情上没有冲突。
The only way to resolve the problem is if both husband and wife share the same parent.
唯一的解决的办法就是夫妻两位要有同样的父母。
How could it be?
这怎么可能呢
？God the Father.
神天父就是我们的父亲。
When we have the same parent, we start to honor that parent first, and that parent will tell us how to serve our physical parents.
当我们有同样的天父的时候，我们要尊敬我们的我们要尊敬我们在天上天父，他就会教导我们如何来孝敬我们在地上的父母。
To put God as the first priority, then all the rest will fall into place.
当我们把神放在第一位的时候，剩下的所有的事情都可以迎刃而解。
If you see someone you love, yet the person is not a believer, what should you do?
如果你爱上了一个人，但是他还不是基督徒的话，你该怎么办呢？
Simple, Ten Commandments tells you what to do.
很简单。实践告诉了你该怎么做。
Also, God, through Ten Commandments, He wants men to work 6 days.
实践也告诉我们说神爱他的子民有六天的工作劳作。
And yet also rest one day to enjoy the provision.
他也要他的子民在第七日可以休息，能够享受神的供应。
And we will cultivate ourselves to have a grateful heart.
我们要让自己有一颗感恩的心。
Now you know why people feel insecure of taking one day off to worship?
你知道为什么有些人他觉得说，如果我能够花一天的时间来敬拜的话，会觉得失去了工作的这样的不安
？When I was in college, I always feel very anxious. Say, "Wow, I got so much study to do. Now you want me to take one day to worship you, God?
当我还在做学生的时候，那时候我总是觉得我还有很多的功课要做，所以我经常会问神说，神，我有这么多事情要做，你还要我花一整天的时间来敬拜你吗？
Jesus, you don't know what I'm doing. You've never been to college.
我有时候在想说，耶稣，你真的是不了解，你没有做过大学生，你怎么知道我们的生活是什么样子？
The reason why I think that way,
我之所以会有那样的想法，
because I thought I earned my degree, I earned the college entrance acceptance.
因为我在我的内心中，我认为是我通过自己的努力，我获得了我的大学的学位，获得了大学的录取通知。
Why we are so afraid to take one day apart to worship the Lord?
为什么我们会这样的紧张，不愿意花一天的时间来敬拜赞美我们的神呢？
Because we feel, because we earn the right to work for the company, and company value us because we work hard.
因为我们认为说是我们自己通过自己的努力，我们拉到了这份工作，而公司也因为我们工作的努力来看重我们。
The reason why I have this opportunity because I earned it, I grab it, I fight for it.
我之所以能够有这样的机会，是因为我的努力的结果，我奋斗的结果。
But God is telling us, say, take it easy. Remember, all of those opportunities, your ability, your wisdom, were provided by me. Don't worry.
神跟你说，等一等。其实你所有的这些能力，你所有的这些机会都从我而来。
So God is telling the Israelites, don't work yourself to death. Remember to worship me and have a good rest on one day in a week.
所以神告诉以色列人说，你不要那样完全那么样的辛苦的劳作，你要在第七日的时候有安息，能够享受我的同在。
If you look at in the book of Exodus for the entire section of the law,
当我们来看看这个出埃及记中关于这个律法方面的完整的来看它的话，
you will be surprised. The entire message was enveloped by the message of Sabbath.
我们可以看到，其实它这个十诫的这个律法，其实完全是被安息日的这样的信息所包围。
So God is saying, when you obey Ten Commandments.You can find rest. You can relax.
神告诉我们说，当你遵守十诫的时候，你就可以能够得享安息。
Once again, God is trying to make a contrast.
神在这里也想造成一个这样的一个反差。
When Israelites were in Egypt, they suffered and toiled under the law of Pharaoh.
我们看到当以色列人在埃及的时候，他们在埃及法老王的统治下辛苦劳作。
However, God desires His people to receive rest and liberation under His law.
但是我们看到神其实他想要释放他的子民，能够在他的诫命当中的时候能够得享安息。
So are we still in the law of Pharaoh?
我们是不是还在法老的律法之下呢？
Or we can relax and say, God, now I know one day a week I should relax.
还是说我们现在在神的律法当中，我们有得享安息呢？
Also, this Ten Commandment is strictly personal.
我们看到这个十诫是完全的是针对个人的。
It is for you and me personally and individually.
是关于你我个人的。
And don't we think that observing the Sabbath day, it's only a relationship between us individually with the Lord?
但是你不要以为说好像我们遵守十诫，我们来遵守安息日，只是我跟神，我们自己跟神之间的事情。
If you read chapter 19 of in the book of Exodus,
当你读出埃及记的第十九章的时候
，actually just a few verses right before God gave the Ten Commandments,
在这个有一些信息，在神给这个十诫之前有一些信息。
God is telling Israelites, saying, "I'm going to make you priests among all nations."
在这里神说到说，我要让以色列民，让你们成为万民中做我的子民。
So if you have the Ten Commandments and if you obey it,
如果你有十诫，你又遵行的话，
you will naturally become the priest among people in the land.
你就成为他人的祭司。
If you can live them out, you can be the testimony.
如果你可以活出这样的生命，然后你也可以成为活的见证。
So people around you can see the light.
在你周围的人可以看见光。
Simply, let me use Sabbath day as one example.
在这里呢，我也用这样的安息日来做一个很简单的一个例子。
In this very competitive world, I believe people work 7 days a week.
在这个真是竞争非常强的这个时代，我知道很多人可能一周工作七天。
Now, if you work 6 days a week,
如果现在你工作一周是工作六天的话
，and you tell others this is the day I reserve for the Lord.
如果你跟周围的人说第七日是我为神所预备的日子
，people will say you got to be joking.
周围的人可能会说哇，你一定在开玩笑吧。
And now this is the time God will do His work in your life.
这就是神会要在你生命当中做工的时候。
And through your testimony, you will be the priesthood.
通过你的个人的见证，你就可以成为他人的祭司。
And you know what? People will call to you, come to you for advice for life. And then they will receive salvation because of your living testimony.
因为你是成一个活的见证，所以人会来到你的面前来寻求你的帮助，他们也可以因此能够得到救赎。
Can you imagine you are doing nothing except just rest one day a week? People can have eternal life because of your testimony?
你能不能想象一下，如果你就是一周有一天不工作的话，你就可以让很多的人得到永恒的生命，这是多么了不起的事。
Ten Commandments also guide us to understand the meaning of righteousness.
这十诫也让我们能够真正的明白什么是圣洁、公义。
The first four commands, God say, you have to worship me.
这前四个诫命神说你要来敬拜赞美敬拜我
Why?
为什么呢
Because he deserves it.
因为他配得我们的一切的敬拜
The glory of God belongs to God because he created the heavens and the earth. He created human beings. He gives us wisdom. He gives us creativity.
我们看到神的荣耀真是他自己的荣耀，因为他创造了宇宙万物，他也给了我们生命气息。
He talked to us. He saved us.
他跟我们说话，他也拯救了我们。
Of course, we should give what belongs to the Lord to Him.
所以我们当然要把属于神的归给神。
And the rest of the commands are those people who we honor their ownership. We respect their ownership.
那剩下的几条诫命呢，就是我们来尊敬来遵守人家所拥有的拥有权。
Someone else's wife.
别人的妻子。
That belongs to him.
是属于别人的。
Someone else's husband.
或者他的先生
That's their husband.
是他人的先生。
Their car, their house, they earned it.
他人的财务，他的房子车都是人家所
No one can take it away. Their reputation, no one can take it away.
别人的名声也是人家的，我们没有办法能够把它拿去。
This is justice. This is righteousness.
这就是公义，这就是正义。
And Ten Commandments also shows God's sovereignty in our life.
这十诫也代表了神在我们生命当中所有的主权。
Someone else may get big house or very high income.
也许有的人可以有住很大的房子，或者是有非常高的收入。
That's their own business. That's their own blessing given by God.
那是神给他们给那些人的所有的祝福。
Someone else's riches could be a snare set by Satan.
其实别人的祝福也可以成为撒旦的网罗。
A lesson from God.
也可能是神要我们学的一个功课。
Or blessing from God.
当然也有可能是神的祝福。
We don't know.
我们并不清楚。
Don't jealous of someone's good wife.
不要因为别人的妻子很好而嫉妒。
Only until you find that woman, then you realize, hey, that's not too easy to live with her.
也许你后来会发现说其实他也许不是一个很容易相处的人。
Stop counting your neighbor's property or the good thing he got or she got.
你不用偷窥你邻居所有的财物。
It only brings misery to yourself.
因为那个只会让你自己肯定很沮丧。
You know, one day a person tried to kill the ants around his house.
我们知道有一天呢有一位人他想要家里有蚂蚁，他想要来杀死这些蚂蚁。
So he put poison, with the poison contains some sweet scent, so the ants will come and try to carry the poison back to the ant hill.
那这个他就用了一些毒蚂蚁的一些药，药呢有毒的药，然后有甜味，会吸引蚂蚁呢把这些药呢搬到这个蚂蚁洞里。
Now the guy was very happy that the ant was actually, you know, carried the poison back home.
啊，那这个呢，非常的高兴的看到这个蚂蚁把这个毒蚂蚁的药呢搬回自己的蚂蚁洞里。
Only later on, he find out there's another group of ants, a different type of ants, went to the hill to steal the poison from the ant hill and carry to their homes.
啊，他知道发现后来是发现有另外的一群蚂蚁，有一窝蚂蚁，他们跑到另外一那个前面一窝蚂蚁的那个洞里，把那些毒药给偷走。
You know, God actually set our own portion. He has a lesson for each one of us individually.
啊，神给我们每一位弟兄姐，给我们每一位人都有自己当学的功课。
We don't need to be jealous about someone's gain.
啊，我们不用为了人家的利益，人家所获得的东西来嫉妒。
Certainly, someone's achievement could be our motivation. We thank the Lord, and God wants us to be motivated with someone's success for sure.
啊，我们知道啊，他人的成就当然可能会激励我们，我们也感谢神，神可能借着这样的事情来激励我们。
But God say, don't covet.
啊，但是神也告诉我们说，不要贪念。
The Ten Commandments also give us the privilege to love.
啊，十诫也给了我们这样的一个特权，能够来爱。
Only we can outreach people that are around us.
啊，我们能够接触到我们周围的人。
Only we can bring.The kind of joy to our parents that no one else in the world could.
也只有我们能够给我们的父母能够带来这样的欢乐。
So all the youngsters,
所有的这些年轻的小孩，年轻人，
there's no one else in the world can honor your parents like you do.
在这世界上没有任何的其他的人能够来尊敬孝敬你的父母像你所能做的。
God is giving us a special privilege that we can honor our parents.
神给了我们这样的一个特权，能够来孝敬、尊敬我们的父母。
And sometimes it is difficult.
有时候其实这也不是一件容易的事情。
But I trust that God has given us special set of parents to train us.
我也相信神给我们每一位人都有自己特别的父母，来让我们学习我们当学的功课。
Now I have shared about the Ten Commandments. I would like to quickly show people how to remember this Ten Commandments.
我刚才已经跟大家分享了这十诫，那现在我想跟大家分享一下如何帮助大家来记忆这十诫。
Because you say, George, you say the priority matters, right? The order matters, right?
你可能会说George, 你说这个顺序很重要。
So let us remember this Ten Commandments really quickly.
让我们很快的来记忆这十诫。
I would like the first five commandments, I can use my body and your body to demonstrate how can we remember this first five commandments.
我们在前五项的这个诫命的话，我们可以用我们的身体来做这样的演示。
The first commandment is worship the one and only God who led Israelites out of Egypt.
那我们第一个就是要来敬拜我们 带领以色列人出埃及的神。
So he is our God. He is going to lead us out of this world, out of our misery.
他是我们的神，他会要带领我们离开这个世界上一切。
And therefore, he is on top of our head. He is the leader. He is leading us.
所以他就在我们的头上，他是我们头上，他是我们的带领人。
So that's first.
所以这是第一。
So when we keep going down,
那我们往下看
We'll reach our eyes.
我们会达到我们的眼睛。
The eyes, God saying, do not worship any image that can be seen by your eyes.
这里说神说你不要来敬拜、崇拜任何一个眼睛所看所造的物。
So remember the Israelites, when they worshiped the golden calf, they did not violate the first law. They command, they violate the second command.They worship golden calf as the one who led them out of Egypt. So remember, watch our eyes.
所以那以色列人他们敬拜那个金牛犊的时候，他们违反的不是第一条的诫命，其实是第二条。他们
So when we keep going down, we come to our lips.
那我们再往下的话，我们就到了我们的嘴巴。
And God said, "Do not put God's name in vain."
他说不可妄称神的名。
So we have to watch our lips.
所以我们要来警惕我们的嘴。
Make sure we don't type anything on internet saying, oh my, something.
所以我们在网络上的时候，我们一定在写的时候一定不能说 oh my.
And then the next comes to our hands.
那下一个就是我们的手。
And God, on the fourth command, God say you have to rest.
那第四神的第四个诫命就是我们要 得享，要安息手中的工作。
So when we rest the work on our hand.
当我们安息的时候，我们就是安息我们手中的工。
And when it comes down to the neck.
那我们再往下看，再往下看。
It's our tummy.
就到了我们的肚子。
And let us remember, it is our mother's womb that we will conceive, we will cultivate, we grow, and we think about parents.
这个就是母亲的子宫来孕育了我们，我们怀借此来纪念我们的父母。So
is it easy to remember?
是不是很容易记忆呢？
All right, what's first? Show me the location. Can we all do it together? Right here? All right, good. What's the second? 眼睛, all right. Image, right? Image. And what's next? Lips. We don't put God's name in vain. And what's next? Hand.
So,
stop working one day a week.
我们要在安息日,
However, work 6 days. And God never said you can retire.
神没有说你工作六年,
you may retire from the secular world, but God said you still are very valuable in His house.
也许你可以,
you can work.
也许世上的工你可以, 安息, 但是你在神国的事情还有很多要做。
And what's next?
下面,
tell me. Then we remember our
parents.
Parents. Alright. Alright, the next set of five also it's also easy too.
那接下来的五个诫命其实也很容易来记忆。
Thanks to Jesus, He already summarized for us.
其实神已经耶稣已经为我们做了这样的总结。
Because Jesus said this can be summarized into two, that love your God.
耶稣告诉我们说其实可以总结成两条，第一条就是爱神。
And second is love your neighbor as yourself.
第二个就是爱人如己。
So from the next five commands, is value and honor the other person from the importance from top down.
那接下来的五条的话，就是关于你要尊敬、尊重你周围的人。
First, I respect that person's life, the most important one, and therefore I shall not murder.
所以第一个的话就是我们要尊敬人家的生命，这是最重要的。所以第一就是不可杀人。
And Jesus said, "Thou shalt not murder" is same as "Thou shalt not hate." I cannot hate the person.
那不可杀人的话，其实也等同于不可憎恨人。
And the following one is his spouse. After his life, the most important thing in his life is his spouse.
那除了生命以外，第二个最重要的就是他的配偶。
Do not commit adultery.
所以就是不可奸淫。
What does it mean, adultery? What happened if both of us were not married?
什么是奸淫呢? 如果两位男女都没有成家的话呢?
Can these two people have a relationship together?
他们两个可以有这样的关系吗?
No, according to God, because you are hurting his or her future spouse.
断乎不可，因为其实根据神，你是在 伤害到他以后的将来的妻子或者是丈夫。
Now after the spouse is his property.
他以后的妻子和丈夫其实是他的，他是他以后妻子和丈夫的财产。
The next command is about his property.
下一个是关于他的财务。
So do not steal.
所以不可偷窃。
Then later on is his reputation, his name.
所以下一个的话就是他的名声。
And do not bear false witness for him.
不可做假见证陷害人。
And the last is about his well-being, his friendship, his emotion.
那最后一个是关于他的身体状况和他的心情。
And God said, do not covet.
所以神说的不可贪念。
Can you imagine if I go into a social circle that I see everyone, they covet my wife and cover my cars and cover my house, my computer and my possession?
你可以想象一下吗？当你参加一个聚会的时候，你发现人在贪恋你的妻子，贪恋你所有的车，你所有的房子，所有你拥有的一切。
That would be a horrible social circle if you are in that situation.
那真是一个非常糟糕的一个社交圈子。
So the last one is his emotion. Let us not covet all someone else's wealth.
所以这个最后一项就是我们不可贪恋他人的心情，他人的东西。
So once we remember all this ten,
所以当我们完全的记住这十个诫命的时候，
let us practice and live it out.
让我们在我们的生命中来活出来。
It will liberate us.
它可以释放我们。
And this shall be the response to the mercy of the Lord. It's our response to His love.
这是我们对神给我们的爱的 的一个回应。
God did not put this law something addition, more restriction in our life.
神并不是把这个东西好像硬生生的放在我们生命当中。
He's merely give us some traffic laws so the journey of our life can be a smooth driving.
神就是把这个当作好像一个交通规则规法规一样，让我们的人生的旅程可以更加的平顺。
And when we obey it,
当我们遵守的时候
through the mighty power of Christ,
借着基督的能力
we can also bear life witness to others.
我们可以给我们周围的人做着美好的见证。
So not only you gain life, people around you will receive eternal life as well.
不但你能够得到永生，你周围的人也可以因着你来得到永生。
Let us bow our head and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
You did not leave us alone.
你没有撇弃我们。
But yet you give us a guideline.
你给了我们很好的规则。
A code of conduct.
是我们行为的规则。
A moral guideline so we know how to live.
也是我们道德的规则，让我们知道我们怎么样来生活。
So Lord, help us.
主，帮助我们。
Give us your life so we can live it.
让给我们你的生命，让我们可以活出来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.